Tahrir Square in central Cairo was the backdrop for the start of Egypt's revolution exactly 1 year ago, that toppled Hosni Mubarak's 30-year rule. The military rulers who replace Mubarak have pledged to step aside by mid-year and hand over power to elected civilians. Last November, in the nation's first free parliamentary elections for decades, voters elected an assembly dominated by Islamists. But on the first anniversary of the revolution's start, what has changed since the euphoria of those huge anti-government protests in Tahrir Square last January? More importantly, has Egypt's revolution stalled or failed to materialise, as many Egyptian activists claim? And what about the plight of its minority Coptic Christian population, which has been the target of several attacks by Islamic extremists since the Mubarak regime was toppled? Maurice Meunier is an Egyptian Coptic Christian who is a leading member of an opposition group calling for democratic change. He told me that on this first anniversary of the revolution, there is widespread frustration among his countrymen over the slow pace of change, and that Coptic Christians in particular are extremely worried about their future following a spate of attacks against them.
Most people are fearful. People are fearing what's going to happen. Now, for the first time, Islamists have close to 70% of the majority in the parliament. The military council, or the military regime that led Egypt into this disaster, seems to be in cahoots with the Islamists and trying to avoid completing the revolution. So Christians are extremely worried about their future, not sure what would happen, not sure about the many talks in the media from Islamic parties of full enforcing of the Sharia law, many talks of Christians being infidels, many talks of and therefore should not be congratulated on their feast and should not be doing this and that. And people are fearing that maybe in 2-3 years we're going to be stopped from even celebrating Christmases and others. If right now, without really physically taking control of power, Islamists are making up stories as such, one wonder what would happen in the future.
Do many Christians there fear another situation like that of Iraq following the fall of Saddam Hussein, where Christians have been effectively driven out of the capital, Baghdad, by a campaign of bombings and persecutions led by Islamic extremists?
Well, if the military council that rules Egypt right now continues to stand idle and watch as homes are being burned and people, businesses are looted. Itself, the council, the military, took part in the killing of the 26 Christians you mentioned because they're demonstrating for the freedom to worship and to build churches. Absolutely, it's a possibility. But if this to happen, that would only mean that Egypt is disintegrated into a civil war, practically.
And
so we're all hoping that this would not happen or this day would not come, because if we get to that day, then it's probably a disastrous day for everybody in the region.
Right. Looking at the Egyptian population as a whole, are many Egyptians, regardless of their religious affiliation, very frustrated with the slow pace of change?
I think most are frustrated with the process of change. Most of them are frustrated with the pathway that we were forced to take since the beginning of the revolution, where we were driven into an election that the country was not ready for. New form of political parties have not been given the opportunity, such as our party, to campaign effectively, to reach out to people in rural areas and villages. And the military council pushed us into this election, knowing full well that only the Islamic forces are organized and well mobilized, since they've been working in politics for 80 years under the Mubarak regime and other regimes. So right now, the revolution has not been materialized. People went out and protested for the freedom, the representations, and the, as we said, bread and respect, freedom, that has not been materialized. And in fact, most people that participated in the revolution feel that they have not been represented in parliament. Youth that participated in the revolution ran for offices and could not win because they were not funded as much as the Islamists were funded or mobilized. So there's a huge frustration on the street currently with the military council and the things that the military has pushed us into, and the slow pace of change, and still people have not been tried that were supposed to be on trial. People that looted the country are still roaming free, and many of them are still outside of Egypt with money stolen from Egypt. So on a whole, the whole thing is feels like it's yesterday that when we went out on the streets and demanded all these things, and feels like no one is listening or attempting to help the revolution materialize.
Now, of course, the ruling military council has promised to hand over power to an elected civilian president by the end of June. But is there concern by many Egyptians that they may not want to relinquish power?
Well, in my view, I don't think they really get to relinquish power at all. What they will do is they, as they have been, they will bring a civilian and struck some deals with Islamists and elect that civilian while they're still going to play a pivotal role in the background and pretty much going to be moving the president whichever directions they want. And that's what we all fear. I mean, we want a free president elected fairly by the people, not a president that comes in from behind closed doors agreement between the ruling council and Islamists. As such, it would not be relinquishing power at all. It would be just masking the abuse of power, which has been going on since the revolution.
Now, of course, poverty is very widespread in Egypt. How has everyday life changed for ordinary Egyptians since the revolution and the toppling of the Mubarak regime?
It has, for the most part, changed to the worst. For some people, people that receive pensions and whatnot, when we were able to force the government to increase the pension pay or to for the poor specifically, or to start instituting some healthcare reforms and whatnot, in the small areas when the government responded, that had been very effective, and the poor kind of felt a little bit better. But for the most part, right now, people suffer from lack of gas to heat their homes. They can't find the gas tanks. In fact, there have been many incidents where people killed each other over the gas tanks and waiting for line to take the gas tanks. So people cannot find gas in their cars in the past 3 weeks. Gas to drive, gas stations have been almost non-existent. So people have been worrying so much about this. And this is the middle class. Imagine the lower class and what have they been experiencing. It's really horrible because businesses have gone down. The economy has slumped. Egypt is running out of a cash reserve. Things are not looking good at this moment.
So how do you see the future playing out for Egypt and its people?
Currently, really, the future, in my view, is very much uncertain, maybe on the bleak side. We're still going to go into a huge fight in the, for the new drafting of the Egyptian constitution. I know the Islamic Party would like to have this as a full Islamic constitution, depending on their majority or trying to use their majority in previous election, which, by the way, most media outlets reported as a fair election. It was not fair, and it was not free for the most part. And for a good side of it, our estimate is about 9 million votes were rigged. But the international community, for some reason, wanted to show this as an election that went smoothly with no hitch, which completely violates what we know on the street. So we're looking at the next year or so a very rocking political climate. There's a lot of disagreements and a lot of fights between the political factions, and we hope that this all can be sorted out peacefully. We're looking at an economic negative outlook, so this would further deteriorate the country, and not really very hopeful signs that we're looking at.
I was speaking to Maurice Murnier, an Egyptian Coptic Christian who is a leading member of an opposition group calling for democratic change.